This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. Homelessness in rural areas can sometimes go unnoticed. Illinois Issues looks at the problem in the second installment of a series on homelessness. I spoke with reporter Adriana Kalindris about her story. Your story notes that rural homelessness can be harder to detect. Why is that?
I think there are a number of reasons, and one is just the nature of a rural area versus an urban area. I mean, in an urban area, at least the way I envision homelessness is somebody coming up to me on a street and asking for money, for help. Whereas in rural areas, you don't really see that in a rural area. People might be more likely to know a family or an individual who is homeless. They might not necessarily know that the person is homeless, but they would know the person. And so there may be a certain degree of almost embarrassment on the part of the person who, through no fault of their own most of the time, is struggling with homelessness. One of the most shocking things that came out of the interviews I did was a fellow with the Rural Affairs Institute at Western Illinois University told me that frequently in warm weather months, people who are homeless essentially disguise their homelessness by camping. And it just never occurred to me that somebody who's camping might not really be camping. They're just finding a home in the warm weather months.
What are some of the factors that make the problem of rural homelessness different from, say, homelessness in an urban setting?
There's almost less of a, for lack of a better term, a corporate structure to deal with rural homelessness. Whereas in urban areas, say Chicago, there are various foundations and very highly organized, long-standing, often well-funded private organizations that aim to help with various social issues. And in rural areas, it's not at all the case that people are not generous, but just by nature of it being a less populated area, that means there are fewer resources available. In other words, basically a smaller pool of money that could go toward helping homeless issues or issues related to homelessness. Homelessness is often interwoven with other kinds of issues, sometimes mental illness, sometimes domestic violence, sometimes a simple lack of job training or education that would enable someone to find work.
Much of the policy to combat homelessness is set at the federal level by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. How does this affect rural areas that might be facing different situations than, say, cities, even though they're living under the same policies?
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development provides the bulk of public funding aimed at fighting homelessness, whether that means urban homelessness or rural homelessness. And the way it awards this money is not so much to Agency A or Agency B or Agency C. Instead, it operates under what it calls a continuum of care program. In the state of Illinois, there are roughly 20 different continuums of care, and they are carved geographically throughout the state. So, for example, there's a continuum of care that's called the West Central Illinois Continuum of Care. It's essentially Western Illinois. One of the people who's involved with that continuum of care explained that while HUD does great things in terms of fighting homelessness and funding efforts aimed at fighting homelessness, sometimes there are just differences between what HUD is prioritizing and what a particular continuum of care might actually experience. If you consider the name, the U.S. Housing and Urban Development Department, well, urban is right there in the name. So it kind of skews a bit sometimes toward issues at an urban level rather than a rural area. For example, HUD has recently been placing an emphasis on eliminating the homelessness of veterans. And of course, this is something that's a noble cause. The thing is, with the West Central Illinois Continuum of Care, that's not really been an issue. There were only 8 homeless veterans in that region in 2014 and just 5 this year, 2015. So for that particular continuum of care, eliminating veterans' homelessness has not been a high-profile problem, at least not in the recent couple of years. Instead, for that area, family homelessness is more of a problem. That goes back to what we were talking about at the very beginning with homelessness being a hidden problem. Sometimes a family might be homeless, but that's not really obvious because maybe they're staying with friends, maybe they're staying with cousins, maybe they're couch surfing, And nobody necessarily knows that unless you are in that home or you are especially close to one of these people whose living situation is like that.
How is the lack of a state budget affecting rural homelessness and the organizations trying to combat it?
As we discussed before, HUD provides the bulk of public funding for fighting homelessness. However, there is also state government money that has been involved in this effort in the past. But as we all know, right now there is no official state spending plan. Four organizations banded together in the fall to release a report that aimed to quantify how the state budget impasse is causing homelessness in Illinois to become worse. The survey found that a number of these providers either already had or were planning on limiting the number of clients they take, reducing or eliminating services, laying off staff, closing sites. As the director for the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs said, rural homelessness has existed for a long time, but the state budget crisis is making an ongoing chronic situation even worse.
You also talked with people who have experienced homelessness, and one story in particular of Michael Carlson. He has been in and out of a shelter and held various jobs. At one point, he even cared for his father. What did he have to say about why it's been so difficult for him to get on his feet?
He didn't directly address that question, but I can offer a little speculation if that's okay, which is largely that it has to do with his job skills. He's in his 60s. He has worked as a laborer, as a factory worker, as a truck driver. Those jobs, at least in this area, they are not jobs that exactly are growing. There are fewer factories than there were 20, 30 years ago. I didn't interpret at all that he lacks a desire to work. Quite the opposite. It's just that his job skills don't match very well with the needs in this general area.
But he did tell you he'd like to stay in the area, right? Because that's where he's from and he likes being there.
Yeah, that was a surprise to me. I couldn't really get him to be any more forthcoming about that, but I did ask some folks in subsequent interviews if that was an unusual stance for someone who is obviously having trouble getting steady, good-paying work in a particular area, and yet at the same time, they are committed to staying in that area. What I was told was that, well, just think about, you know, you grow up in a particular area and you grow attached to it despite ups and downs. As a person gets older, it's often harder to abandon a place that you have known much of your life and try to start somewhere new. It's maybe a little scary, and people are just sometimes more comfortable with what they know, even though it may not be everything they need.
You can find Kalindris' story, along with the first report in the series, at our website, wuis.org. I'm Jamie Dunn.